What's up, y'all? I'm Amber, aka Ambie, and this is Ambiguity with Ambie, an interview podcast where I speak to guests who have encountered countless spaces and moments of ambiguity and uncertainty to discover and learn from how they navigated it. Let's get into today's episode. What's up, y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Ambiguity with Ambie, where we discuss what it's like navigating life's unexpected, uncertain, and ambiguous experiences. I'm your host, Amber, aka Ambie, and today I am joined by one of the most awesome people ever, my girl, JoJo. How's it going, JoJo?
Hi, it's going good. How are you?
I am great. So happy to have you on the show today. I have known JoJo for a minute now. We have traveled the world together. She is an amazing friend, amazing woman of God, amazing person in general. And I'm so excited to have you on the show. So welcome, 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 JoJo.
Thanks, Amber. I'm excited.
So I know I've gotten the opportunity to get to know you over the years. So can you tell the audience a little bit about who you are so they can get to know you a little bit?
Okay. Who am I? Deep question. Right. So I think like the first things that are coming to mind, I'm a daughter, a wife, a sister, a friend. Yeah. I am also an occupational therapist and a soccer player and a runner and a hiker and a lover of all things outdoor. Yeah, a believer in Jesus and so many other things.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you for giving us a glimpse into who you are and what you do and the titles you hold and the things that you like. We definitely appreciate it. And while you gave us that stuff, we're going to dive into another activity that I like to call the Fast Five so we can get to know you a little bit better. So you mentioned that you were an outdoors person. First question, Ocean or mountains?
Mountains. The answer, I know, the answer used to be oceans. I grew up at the Jersey Shore and it was like, duh, like you go to the beach. It's just, you have no plans for the day. It's summertime. You're off school. You go to the beach. But I just fell in love with the mountains. And I mean, I would ideally have both. If I want to live in a place, I could have both. But I think I'm going to choose those.
Okay. Okay. So mountains. Okay, so next one, laundry or dishes?
Dishes. 100%. I mean, I don't love doing the dishes, but I don't know. It doesn't feel like it takes over life in the same way laundry does, where it's like laundry, it just takes hours and planning and when am I going to do it? When am I going to fold it? Where does this go? And it's just a dish, you wash it, you rinse it, you put it away. Like you're done. It's pretty obvious.
Good point. Never really thought about it like that. There are more steps in laundry. Very true. Also more downtime, but also more steps.
This is true.
Okay, so we're going to switch gears a little bit because we both enjoy food. Both 100%. Thoroughly enjoy food. So salty or sweet?
Salty. Give me the salty, the crunchy. Yes, please.
Yep. Okay.
I have been known to say that I will take seconds of dinner over dessert. Like I would 100%. I want that savory. Give me that.
All right. And so question four, if you could only order from one restaurant for the rest of your life,
whoa,
what restaurant would you choose?
Oh no, this is hard. All right. I'm going to go with like some amazing Mexican food restaurant because yeah, you're never going to be disappointed. And I'm talking like someplace that I would go in Mexico or or like Tex-Mex, you know, in Texas, like something where I can get the enchiladas, the quesadillas, the chimichangas, the burritos, the all of the things. And, you know, I'd be happy every order.
Yeah, girl, you are speaking my language. Love that. And final question. Have you ever faced ambiguity or uncertainty in your life?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I feel like the vast majority of us, unfortunately, it seems, maybe fortunately, but unfortunately or fortunately, it seems like it's a natural part of life. So can you tell us a little bit about a time in your life where you faced that ambiguity or uncertainty?
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm definitely going through a big one right now. Definitely going through a big season right
Yeah,
now.
You are.
But, you know, when I reflect on, you know, seasons of ambiguity, I think I've definitely thought about it from the perspective of like, okay, I'm facing this trial or this big challenge or this something, and there's just a lot of ambiguity going on with it. And then I'm going to recover, and then I'm going to have some rest, and then I'm going to face it again, and then I'm going to recover, and then I'm going to have some rest. But I feel like that's not actually how it's played out in my life, at least. Oh, I think there's just constant opportunities to almost like accept the invitation into ambiguity. And it can just be, it could be a season, it could be a whole season. I feel like it could also be just surrounding a specific aspect of life. And I think I've gotten better at it. But right now, yeah, so mentioned the wife piece. And
yeah, girl.
Newly married just under a month. And we were married and then like a week and a half later moved to a foreign country. And so I'm currently living in Saudi Arabia. And I moved here because my husband has worked here for the past almost 4 years. And yeah, so we moved here to have our lives together out here. And we're really excited about that and everything. It feels very much like an adventure, like saying yes and stepping into a big invitation of more adventure and excitement. And also I quit my job, and also I moved away from the East Coast, and also I left, you know, my homeland, and also I don't have the promise of another job, you know, on the table anytime soon. And
that part.
I'm finding friendships in person here, are learning how to do that again. I mean, I guess we do that all of the time, but yeah. And so there's a lot of, it's not really clear what's going to happen next. It's not like I'm flowing into the next thing in life. Like, I don't know, I reflect back on even just school, and, you know, you go from high school, and I went into college, and I knew I was going to go to grad school, and I knew I was going to start a job. And then, you know, while I was at my first job, I knew I was going to go on a backpacking trip and a missions trip. And then there was a big ambiguous kind of season of ambiguity after that, but it's like, okay, we're stepping into another big one. So
yeah,
that's where I am right now.
Yeah, man. So there's so much there. There's so much ambiguity. There's so much uncertainty there. Yeah. So let's just start with the first one that you mentioned and see where it takes us. So you just recently completely transitioned your life from being in this space where you could kind of operate in the space of singleness, focus on yourself. And now you're jumping into this kind of new realm, season of ambiguity and uncertainty as it relates to what it means to be fully committed in a relationship. Like, how are you learning to navigate that space?
Yeah. Ooh. Every day. I think, you know, I've been single for 30 years in the sense of I wasn't married, but I also had not been in a serious relationship for 30 years. Mm. And so it was a whirlwind. It was 8 months from the time that we met and married. And it's really such a beautiful story, something that's just been so good and such a gift. And that doesn't mean it's just easy. Yeah, there's definitely been a lot of learning of how do I be more selfless? Yeah. How do I put my thoughts around that person's needs above my own, or placing them very highly? How do I love them well? How do I serve them well? And I'm doing it. I'm like learning how to do that daily. Yeah, it's just been a big transition.
I can only imagine, and having to navigate that transition. And then on top of that, hitting the next thing that you mentioned, transitioning your entire life from this space that you've known to this completely new land. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. How are you learning to navigate that? I know when we travel together, we had to do it every so often, but mm-hmm. at least when we did it, we had us, mm-hmm. we had our community, right? We had a number of people that we could lean on going through the exact same transition into this new space. So mm-hmm. as you transition, yes, you have your husband, but he knows exactly what it's like there. You are entering into a new space, and also a new space, like not for nothing, a new space where it is kind of different for women to transition into than it is for men. So what has it been like navigating those spaces of uncertainty in like a new foreign country?
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm really grateful because I did have the opportunity to practice that, you know, while we were out in traveling the world in the field together, and you know, things changing month to month, but that's a really good opportunity to like practice just being okay, get used to this culture, this language, this food, this, you know, this everything, and then change, and then change, yeah, and then absolutely. Change regions, and then change continents. So yeah, I'm coming in with that practice, but it's still different because at that time in our lives, we knew it was a defined period of time.
For sure.
Where right now we're our life is here. And I don't know, you know, what that period of time looks like exactly. I think we have an idea, but I don't know, could change. And it's extended. So yeah, I've been here for just shy of 2 weeks. So it's still new. It's still pretty fresh. So we're speaking from me being in the middle of it instead of being able to like reflect back on it. But what I can say,
that'll be the next season we have you back.
It is, exactly. So, but what I can say is even just looking back from last week to this week, I feel a difference. Now, some of that is getting over the jet lag. It's like remembering, okay, let me practice humility, because I do have to ask a lot of questions and I do have to rely on the knowledge and experience of other people a lot. And I want to be sure that I'm like honoring the people and the place that I'm in, and also being able to like live fully in a way that is fun and exciting and also fulfilling and all of those things. So yeah, I mean, one example, you mentioned the thing about it being different for women here, you know, just making sure right now we're in the middle of the season of Ramadan, and there may be even a little bit more practicing of modesty or request of modesty on the part of visitors. And so, you know, making sure that, okay, I'm covering like even my forearms, because I just, and my ankles completely, like not even, you know, showing my lower leg at all when I kind of leave this little area that I'm in.
Yeah.
So that I'm, you know, honoring the people that I'm around and like allowing people who have lived here to like tell me, hey, you might want to consider this. Or the other part of Ramadan is they fast from water. I didn't realize they fast from water and food all day long. And so, you know, not carrying a water bottle around, so that I'm just honoring a person, just taking that extra step of honoring and loving, even when there's this feeling of like, well, I'm not participating yet. You know, it's very easy for me to just want to be like, well, it's not mine, but yeah. So it's just kind of these small places of being teachable. And that's been helpful in kind of navigating some of these like parts of daily life that are, contributing to the ambiguity of it all.
Wow. I love what you said there about being teachable. So as it relates to some listeners that may be in this space where they're transitioning, maybe not completely to a foreign country, but they're transitioning from like this one space to a next, maybe they're changing locations, maybe they're changing jobs, maybe they're just engaging in a new season or a new space that they've never encountered before, kind of related to the way that you're transitioning now. Like, what would you say to them about navigating that uncertainty that comes with transition?
Well, yeah, I think none of this goes without wisdom. So I think practicing wisdom, like, so whatever I say next is, that's always like paired with what I'm saying. So practicing, you know, good, wise decisions, like what is right for me now, what is right for the things I want for my future, what is right for my family, what is, you know, what's just good for those things. But saying just an openness, having an openness and being willing to say yes, being willing to try something new, listening. And yeah, I think coming in with, I'm going to just like speak to that humility piece again. Yeah, I think that's, I don't know. I think I'm going to keep it kind of simple in terms of my recommendation, because I think all of our circumstances are so different that we get to say yes to things that we feel excited about, or that maybe we're passionate or purposed for, and to come in with like an attitude that is just kind of ready and willing, and also values the input of those who are there to support you along the way.
Wow. So in your life, how have you identified those that are actually there to support you? Like, so in terms of the transition in those spaces of ambiguity and uncertainty, because from the standpoint of belief that we have, we definitely believe that community is important and intentionally placed. So if someone is stepping into a new season, what do you feel like that could look like for them? And what maybe has that looked like for you to identify those people that have been there to and kind of place to help you?
That is a very good question. And so I think a couple things that I've seen in my own story, you know, you mentioned like we're kind of coming from a similar faith tradition and background. And I think that there's a lot that for me that I place on that, you know, like that pre-work, like that community that I've established, the community of faith that I've established, and the friendships and the relationships that I've had, that I've built on and invested in the past, and how those have, and the prayers of those, and the support and the encouragement of those have helped carry me into that next thing. So, I mean, you being one of them, you being a person who I knew I could trust to kind of just talk openly about things with, I could trust to pray for me, I could trust to, you know, encourage me and speak truth. And that has been extremely supportive as I go into this place, even though we're not physically in the same location, and we weren't even before. But you know, that relationship crosses distance. Yeah. And so I think carrying that community and the work that's been done before and the relationships that you've had before into that new thing. And then I think, you know, like I said, it's just been just shy of 2 weeks. My husband also did pre-work for me in the sense of asking lots of questions and letting people know my wife is coming. She's interested in soccer. She might want to join our running group. Awesome. She's an occupational therapist. She's this, she's that. And so it was almost as if like I got here and was starting to meet people and immediately getting, you know, WhatsApp, you know, the famous WhatsApp. I like barely used WhatsApp, and now I'm abroad. It's like all I use, and getting WhatsApp numbers here and there and invitations for this. And, oh, let's go on a walk and discuss this. Or, oh, do you want to meet for coffee? Or do you want to be a part of this team? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? And so, yeah, that relationship that has just kind of started to build these others. And I'm finding myself saying yes to a bunch of things. And excited about all of the things that I'm getting to say yes to. And also, I have not given an answer on some of those because I can easily say yes to a million things because they all seem good. But taking the time to pause and again come back and be like, okay, what are our goals as a family, as a couple? And what are my goals professionally? And what are, you know, my thoughts around this? How do I want to invest my time? And so, yeah, coming back to that relationship now as a wife and having a husband and a marriage and that we can build together and being able to come into that and have that relationship there. Yeah. And I just feel like, again, wisdom and discernment around the types of people that I've met and, you know, being able to recognize who are people that are here to push me along career-wise and encourage me that way, or come alongside or invite me into something career-wise. Who are people that are here because, you know what, we can have coffee and we can go for a walk. And who are people that are here because, wow, I can really tell they want to like get to know my heart. So yeah, been pretty cool. And it's happened in a short period of time.
Yeah. And I love that. I feel like you touched on a number of things. One being the general openness of whatever the new space that you're entering into holds. But two, also as you engage community, understanding that everyone has a different place. I think sometimes I tend to, at least can say in my life, lean towards just being holistically inclusive. But the reality of the situation is, especially when we're navigating these new seasons and these new spaces, everyone has a different purpose. Mm-hmm. Well, I love how you said that. Some people are like meant to be your coffee buddies, and that's what y'all do. Some people, like maybe in my case, with where I am, we discover new food together and new restaurants and stuff like that. And then other people are really meant to be there to encourage you and help you grow and get to that next space. So kind of like operating in that space of discernment is so good. Oh man, that's good stuff, JoJo. That is good stuff. And something that you mentioned was the concept of someone helping you along the way, possibly professionally. So the next question that I have as it relates to navigating the realms of ambiguity and uncertainty is, how has it been for you navigating that space as it relates to employment? Because for so many of us, that is such an important part and piece to us kind of maintaining what we sometimes feel is our independence, or even for some people, like a portion of their identity. So how has it been navigating that ambiguous and uncertain professional space?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely working through that right now. It's been such an interesting journey. And yeah, it's been a journey. It's truly been a journey. So I became an occupational therapist knowing that I've wanted to work with infants, with babies, and fell in love with the profession when I was doing my observation hours and I got to see babies in the NICU, in the neonatal intensive care unit. And not knowing that that's a really hard job to get, like everybody kind of wants that. So those are usually lifers. Those OTs will like get that job and hang on to it. And so, you know, I've been able to work in the pediatric space and absolutely love children with my whole heart. And my heart and my desire and like my passion still being for those littlest of the littles. So that has been the direction that I have been specializing and have been, you know, focusing my energy and my time and just really working towards professionally. I developed a program at my previous job that was centered around working with infants, and I'm specializing as a feeding therapist, an infant and breastfeeding specialist and feeding therapist. And I really had a goal or a dream of opening a clinic, possibly a brick and mortar, but having a practice that focused entirely around babies and supporting those mamas. And that, you know, I was kind of, you know, well on my way. And I then met my husband. It's just pivoted, you know, it just means the timeline that of what things look like, the way things seem to have been playing out just totally changed very quickly. And so now it's kind of, okay, so how does this dream fit what life is now? It looks much different from what I anticipated. And so kind of being creative around some of those things and thinking of what are other ways that I can use the skills that I have and the knowledge that I have to support and serve families and really work towards working with those babies are some dreams kind of just, you know, maybe not on pause, but they're just not going to play out quite in the timeline, like I said, that I anticipated. Yeah, just like, how do I navigate and manage what I thought was going to look one way and it's looking different? So for me, I'm still holding on to that because for me, I really believe it's something a lot deeper than just like, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. It's really something that's deep inside of my heart. And so I'm holding on to that it will happen, and learning about creative ways that it can happen here in physical space. Literally here in my, you know, right in the community that I'm in, and also how to make it happen in the virtual space. You know, the reach can be greater even in the virtual space. Yeah. You know, being able to maintain licensure in the States and in different states back in the States, you know, how can I still practice and now maybe just shift and pivot and create a new program, a new something that I can still, my reach can still and I can still meet that desire in a different way. So yeah, I'm totally navigating the ambiguity of that right now and navigating it prayerfully and intentionally and with a lot of research and thought and kind of action behind it and learning and continuing education and all of that exciting stuff. Yes.
And you know, the reality is people be having babies, honey, everywhere.
All the time.
All the time. So Listen, you already know I am believing for it, even if it doesn't look the way we initially thought it was going to look or the way you initially felt like it was going to look. I'm believing for it, whatever that looks like. So I'm with it. And I really kind of love how you mention, like, what does this dream look like in the space of what my life is now? So like this concept of not letting go of the dream, like recognizing that your dream still matters and what you desire still matters and what you have a heart and a passion for still matters, while also acknowledging that life happens. And sometimes it takes different turns and goes different ways than we naturally expect or than we naturally envision. But remembering those things that drive us and remembering those things that we have passion for and remembering that we can always find space. We can always find space for those things. So I love that. I love that. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. You have given us so many amazing nuggets of wisdom throughout this process. And I guess my last question, as it relates to like this realm and path of ambiguity and uncertainty, is what advice would you have for me or anyone else listening that is facing any aspect of ambiguity or uncertainty, especially in these multiple realms that we've talked about today?
Yeah. I think I'm going to come back to something that I had mentioned close to the start, which was that ambiguity is something that is a part of life. And instead of viewing it as something that, okay, let's like white knuckle it through this kind of hard season, or let's get over it or through it or something along those lines, learning how to navigate. I like that word a lot. I like that word, navigate, negotiate, because I'm almost picturing, I use it a lot in my documentation as a therapist. So it's like, we'll navigate or negotiate obstacles and da 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 da. So I'm just like picturing like a super fun obstacle course. And we're kind of just, all right, we're going to negotiate. That. We're going to navigate all of these challenges. And there's a swing involved and there's a trampoline involved and there's, you know, like some stepping stones and there's kind of all of these things that are obstacles and challenges and things that were just kind of like, oh, all right, now this is a little bit of an unstable surface. This is a little bit of an unknown. And that's kind of all of life. Yeah. My encouragement is to embrace it and learn to navigate it. And I think another big part of my story is like with community. So yeah, you got a team and yeah, like know that you have your team and build your team. I'm learning to like build my team in person here too. So I think that would be my advice.
That is some amazing, amazing, amazing advice. You heard it here, folks. Don't necessarily push away from the ambiguity or uncertainty. Don't necessarily resist it, but learn to embrace it, navigate it, and negotiate through it. That is some amazing advice. Thank you for those amazing words of wisdom and those amazing tips for navigating and negotiating throughout this space. Jojo, can you tell the people where to find you if they want some more amazing information, some more amazing tips? How can they find you?
Sure can. Yes. So you, I mean, I'll give my personal email address. Is that okay, Amber?
Listen, as you like, man, I do want to remind you that this is going out to the world. So
this is going out to the world.
This is going out to the world. So as you like,
then maybe, all right. So then maybe we'll stick with my Instagram handle. So my Instagram handle is, I don't know if the lowercase or capital matters, but it's all lowercase Joe, J-O underscore Ray, R-A-E underscore me, Joe underscore Ray underscore me.
Love that. Love that. And we didn't get into this, but Miss Joe Ray Me also can sing her behind off. So if anyone needs to remember it based on that, you have it there too.
Well, she likes to sing. She likes to sing. That's what she
and sing well, honey. Sing well. Well, oh man. JoJo, thank you so much for being on the podcast. It has been so amazing diving in to this topic with you and being from your story. So I thank you again for your vulnerability. I thank you for your openness, and I thank you for your willingness to share with us. And to the listeners, thank you so much. I do want to remind you, as JoJo said, to not necessarily fight the ambiguity and uncertainty this week, but to remember to embrace it, navigate it, and work to negotiate it well as you embark upon this journey. Thank you all again for your participation and listening into the podcast. We will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Ambiguity with Andy. I'm your host, Amber Latrice, and I hope you enjoyed our discussion about navigating the uncertain and ambiguous parts of life. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe on your favorite streaming platform. And if you'd like to help support the podcast, please be sure to share it with others, post about it on social media, and leave a rating and review. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at I am Amber Latrice. Thanks again. And until we connect next time, I encourage you to embrace the uncertain and ambiguous moments of life. Talk to you next time on Ambiguity with Amber.